Hi, this is Cassidy.
Nolan.
This is Josenique.
And this is The Cantos, podcasting from Jackson High School. The Cantos podcast discusses various academic, social, and cultural topics relevant to the layers of high school. This week, we are discussing the relevancy of the SAT and ACT testing in high school. So what do you guys think about all this?
I think the SAT is a very stressful time of the year, but it can be kind of important for getting into college and top-level universities.
Josenique, what do you think?
I think that it is important. They wouldn't really have any other way to see kind of what our what we know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good way to see what we know and what we've learned. Yeah. But I don't think that it should
like be the only deciding
be what decides what you know let you know if you're gonna get into college or not.
I see the relevancy. I see like we need some benchmark to mm-hmm. say, you know, these students know this and others don't, but I think it like we can't just grade students on one test. We have to look at the whole student, like what they've done throughout their high school curriculum, mm-hmm. not just say here's one test that's going to determine what schools you get into, because that's essentially what it's become in today's world.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think like some people, not everyone could be very intelligent and educated, but not everybody is a good test taker, so that could affect how good they do or how bad they do on the SAT. So I don't think it should, that one thing shouldn't have so much of a impact on if they get into college or not.
Yeah, I think that like universities like Wake Forest and University of Chicago, who have like tried to like do test optional or don't even require it to be submitted for their application, it's a good step towards to like not relying on one source to like define who a student is and define them by their number, but to see the overall student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. When I was reading through the article that we were given, I found it really interesting to read that the University of Chicago is actually one of those schools that said they're looking less at like the SAT and ACT, because like University of Chicago, that's a pretty big school, and it's actually a school I've kind of looked at and that I'd be interested in. So when I read about them, you know, not looking at SAT and ACT as much, I just, that was really shocking to me, but also kind of relieving just to find out, because it is really stressful when you're looking at schools, especially for junior year for us, mm-hmm. when you're looking at all these schools and you see numbers, like you see a 1300, and that's like, oh, 90% of their students get this score on the test, and then everyone's stressed about, well, I have to get that score, I mm-hmm. won't get in. But then schools like University of Chicago and Wake Forest are like, you know, we don't have this one benchmark score we need you to get. We'll look at your GPA, we'll look at your extracurriculars, we'll look at AP scores. And I think that's really cool, because that's a better judgment of who you are mm-hmm. as a student and what you're capable of.
I also think that it's good to move towards a more open, like look at the student as a whole, but it also adds a lot more work for the admissions office for the universities, trying to like see like everything about the student, not just the one score, to like weed out the students that wouldn't fit in for the university.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great way for schools to like diversify their pool of applicants, as the article said. And it's just really good for a lot of schools, because some, like the Ivy League schools like that, they're very like selective and elitist.
There's the College Board that claims that the SAT shows a predictive value for picking a student for their university, but it doesn't actually show the predictive value of the student at all. Like underprivileged students who like don't have as many resources to certain students,
they can't
perform just as well
like
in
they
college,
can still do well in college and like in life and in a career, but just because they like can't buy the study books or they can't go to like the classes and take extra tests, like that's so crappy. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't happen. Anything else you guys want to say? Like, any thoughts?
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good. So, yeah, I think, like, we should just find a better way to test students as opposed to one or two big tests that we rely on. Because it is important to, like, see what students know, but we shouldn't base all of our admissions on one test.
Our group came to the conclusion that SAT scores should not determine whether or not a student qualifies for a college. Thanks for listening.